This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a study of what James says about patience and perseverance. He describes how farmers, prophets, and Job all demonstrated patience and perseverance as they waited for what they expect. Now let's look at James 5 again and see what he says about patience and perseverance while waiting during what was unexpected. The farmer tills the soil, fertilizes, and then plants the seed. Then he waits for the valuable crop, but he doesn't know for sure if the weather will cooperate. James says he is patient as he waits for the autumn and spring rains. Irregular weather is a real challenge to the patience and perseverance of the farmer. The prophet, too, needs to be patient and persevere when he proclaims God's word. With assurance that God will use it to accomplish his purpose, there's no guarantee that those who hear the message will respond positively to it. Many prophets were tortured and even put to death. As they waited for the expected, they had to deal with the unexpected. And so do we. Consider Job. He lived righteously and enjoyed God's blessing. But as he faithfully lived for God, he experienced devastating tragedy. He lost his children, animals, buildings, and health. But he patiently endured and persisted in living for God during these unexpected losses. As we wait for the expected, we might have to be patient and persistent when unexpected things confront us. Someone put it this way: it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. I trust you believe that. It will help you during unexpected setbacks in life. You can review these messages by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.